Phoneboy Speaks, episode 243, NFL Audio Pass. So when I was driving to the San Francisco airport this afternoon to come home, I realized there was a 49ers game on the radio. And being from the Bay Area and growing up in the 1980s and listening to, being a 49ers fan and stuff, I listened to more than my share of games. And even when I went to college and lived there, during the 90s, I probably listened to my share of games too. So for me, it's actually almost the preferred way to deal or to experience an NFL game. Okay. I like to watch it too, but it's, I'm very happy just listening to it in a lot of cases. And sometimes that's the only way to get it. Because I'm not in front of the television. And now that I'm, out of market from the 49ers, cause I live up in the Pacific Northwest, I don't get to see too many 49ers games unless you're playing the Seahawks or they happen to be a nationally televised game, which, when the 49ers are doing better, that means they tend to get more national televised games. So, but it occurred to me that that in years past, the way I sort of got around this, of course, was listened to streaming radio stations, which of course would stream the game just along with all the rest of their content. But it appears that now all of the streaming radio stations now do not stream the football games when they're on. They put on alternate content. It used to be that you could, however, they've now pretty much locked that down. And actually, last year another. Answer was the NFL mobile app for Verizon actually provided audio of games, and I think that app has now gone away. And there's now the new and improved NFL mobile app, which can be used for whether you're on Verizon Wireless or not. But if you're a Verizon customer, then it exposes extra content. Anyway, so the NFL offers this thing called Audio Pass, which for $40 you can listen to all of the games if you want to, which seems a bit excessive, and that's for the entire season, and you can get to all the archived things until like the end of July of next year, which seems kind of crazy, or you can get the season pass where you can listen to all the games in the season, or you can follow a team for $25. Now, of course, what would be preferable to this would be to, or at least as an option, is also to be able to watch the games. Now, I'm thinking that's because of all the broadcast rights and stuff in the United States. That stuff's locked up, and the NFL couldn't possibly sell that stuff, at least in the United States. But I know they sell it internationally, because when I was in Israel last year, I happened to stumble across an ad for, watch the 49ers games. And it turns out outside of the United States, they offer this. And it's, I think it's more than $100 or something, which honestly, if you consider what it costs to go see a live NFL game, which I've done a few times when the 49ers have been in town, and I'd go to the Seahawks stadium or Quest Field or the Clink or whatever they call it now. And you could easily spend a couple hundred dollars a person or more, depending upon how good the seats are and so forth. And so, that seems like a good deal, and it's certainly better than having the huge cable package that allows that, because that's you can't just pay for that for a couple months and be done. That doesn't quite work that way. And it's also a lot of money. I don't really like giving that much money to cable companies anyway. So anyway, if you're a person out of market like I am, and you don't really want to spend the money on this kind of stuff, this is a legal alternative. And at least now the NFL makes it available on mobile. That was another thing, is that other than this NFL mobile app, if you weren't a Verizon customer, you had no way to listen to this stuff on smartphones, and now you do, I suppose. So this is I'll have to try it, and that, of course, that means paying for it, and we'll see how it goes. I like the concept of this. Again, too bad they couldn't make the video available in the U.S., but as I say, that has to do with all the broadcast rights. So It'd be interesting if you guys have tried this this year. Maybe I'll pony up the money and try it, and see if you can if this is a good way for you to keep up on your favorite keep your favorite NFL teams. Yeah, that's to say, I think it's a, say for me it works, but I know it doesn't work for everybody. But you know, I'm saying, I guess if you've tried it or you're planning on trying it, let me know. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.